The views and opinions expressed by the guests, callers, and hosts on this and all Rents Radio Network programs do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the network, its commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. In these controversial times, we believe the First Amendment and freedom of the press are absolutely essential to the survival of our nation. Thank you. And now, enjoy the program.
Friday, another crazy week. God only knows what will happen next week. Even though North Korea is somewhat out of the headlines, don't for a minute think that isn't a absolutely top issue in the so-called Trump administration, the administration of the neocon warmongering generals. This is a big story. Any moment. China is allegedly now getting angry with North Korea. I don't believe it. I don't believe China will invade North Korea. There was one story about that. Not for a second. They have South Korea full of American troops, military equipment, including THAAD, and untold numbers of nuclear weapons. Don't buy it. So if you're thinking that China and the U.S. and Japan are going to get together and invade North Korea, don't see it happening. Beijing is only 600 miles east of North Korea. And if North Korea got lucky, they could lob one of their nukes. We feel they probably have 15 to 20 nukes. They could certainly hit Japan. It wouldn't be a smart thing to do. But since when is intelligence involved necessarily in foreign policy decisions? We have a lot to talk about. There are many influences underway. Some we can see, some we can read about, and others have to do with astrology. And don't discount that either. As you know, every month when Madeline Gerwick is here, we learn things about the inclination of the so-called heavens to impact and affect things going on down here. This month, certainly no exception. Madeline, welcome back. Pretty crazy out there. How are the stars doing, as they say?
Well, we finally got out of Mercury retrograde, which is wonderful. Things are still slow. It just stopped on the 3rd, which was 2 days ago.
Uh-huh.
So it's moving forward at a snail's pace, shall we say. And that's the good news. And actually, this particular Mercury retrograde is excellent in some unusual ways, because although we're finally done with it, it has stopped at a very auspicious point in the heavens.
Does it stop like you shut off a light switch, or does it linger in some of its effects?
Well, I mean, it's like it comes to a stop and turns around and goes the other way. So while it's turning around, it's it's not moving too fast.
Gotcha.
So right now, even though it's over, there are still delays because it's not really moving anywhere close to regular speed. It takes about a week or so before it gets up to speed again, about 10 days. But in the meantime, it's at a very excellent point, which is at a relatively unusual set of cycles that we have with Mercury right now. And they are Mercury is sitting right next to Uranus, which is our planet of changes. It's also associated with technology, but also unusual radical things. Between the two of them, you could get unusual, innovative, pioneering ideas, radical ideas, radical news.
Heretical ideas, subversive ideas.
There we go. That's good. Heretical, yeah.
And hegemonic ideas.
So the two of them are actually trying to Saturn, which is an excellent cycle for the mainstream people, but particularly people who are in charge of making decisions to heed these new ideas and run with them. So
run where, Madeline?
Well, to fix old issues that have not been doing so well. So, you know, it's kind of interesting because this month we'll have some pretty entrenched financial issues.
Right.
And hopefully one of the possibilities will be that they'll come up with a new plan or new solution using these energies. And next week, I think it's May 9th, Tuesday, May 9th, is when Dr. Stephen Greer is putting out his new movie, Unacknowledged. And, of course, that's all about the UFOs and ETs and technologies that have been suppressed.
Mm-hmm.
So what an incredible situation that he's putting it out on the day when Mercury conjunct Uranus is exact. So that is a very interesting situation because May 9th is also the day that the economic high begins for the next 18 months until November 5th of 2018. So that's a very interesting situation because it suggests that it's new technologies and new ideas that are going to take us to this economic high. So I'm sure Trump will probably get tax cuts passed, and that will be part of it, of course. But
have you studied the alleged proposed current incarnation of his tax cuts? I heard he was going to three categories instead of five, which will penalize some people. So this is not, he's certainly going to take care of the wealthy, but I understand that. I've never really begrudged that because the wealthy are the investors. They really are behind capital in terms of new ventures, new businesses, and that's okay. I don't mind that. That's, you have a healthy elite, lots of money. They want to make more money. They want to build more businesses, and they want to intensify the strata that we rely upon for at least reasonable economic and financial health.
Well, I did look at his strategy, and so I don't know. Part of the change, of course, is that he's pretty much doubling the exemption. So,
tell me what that means. Tell me, what is your understanding? I know what it means, but tell me what your understanding of it is. Give us an example.
Like, instead of you being exempt, you know, I think it used to be around $6,500 or something like that, that you were exempt from taxes, paying taxes on that amount. Now,
so he's doubling
like,
it to 12 or 13,000.
Right, he's doubling it. I think to 12,500.
You know, he lied. That's another grotesque lie, and I heard him loud and clear during his campaign. He pledged that anybody in this country earning $50,000 or less would pay no more income tax.
I didn't hear that, but yeah.
Oh yeah.
So I don't know exactly how their process in government works, but I think the way it goes is the president says what he wants, and then all the other people chime in with their things that they want, and they end up with some kind of a mishmash of stuff.
You know, anybody, I'd say one other thing. Anybody who earns $12,000 a year, for God's sake,
shouldn't
even hear the term tax.
Right. Actually, under $30,000. You probably don't remember this because we were kids. But when we were kids, I remember that my dad made about maybe $6,000 a year. He had a family of five, including himself, and he paid no taxes.
Uh-huh.
Or if he paid taxes, it was like on $500 or $1,000 worth of income. It was a very tiny amount of tax. But what happened was, and this is something most people are not aware of, is that over time, the exemption did not increase, but inflation did. So that was when women were forced to go to work, pretty much, because there was no exemption that would cover the cost of, you know, paying for a wife to stay home. So so that's essentially what happened, was that the tax exemption was originally meant to exempt taxes on whatever was considered to be the minimal amount of money that was needed to support a person. So so that went by the wayside for years and years and years. And even $12,500, I would say, is at about roughly 30% of what it should be. It should be about $35,000, $30,000 to $35,000. And that's just based on inflation from when we had the earlier exemption back in the 50s and 60s and 70s. So we lost a lot of ground on the exemption. So that actually is, so then, you know, if he, you know, he changes it to three, I forget what it was, 15, 25, and 35, I think was the, the rates. You know, he's exempted, you know, double whatever it was before, so I don't know. You know, you can play the numbers a lot of different ways, but it's probably about, you know, it's probably no worse than it was.
No, this is not tax relief. Sorry.
Well, it's probably not much tax relief for us, but it's you know, probably something for businesses and that sort of thing. So you have to have some way to get to the economic high, see? Actually, if you look around, you will see that nearly every mainstream and alternative source is suggesting that we should have a financial crash. Well, there are plenty of indicators that that could happen, except for this one that says we're at the economic high. So, you know, it doesn't seem too likely to me because of that. And instead, I think what you're going to see here, because of what I was just describing about Mercury and Uranus and Saturn, you're going to see a bunch of new technologies take off. Now, one of the possibilities I've thought about is that this movie, this unacknowledged movie that Stephen Greer is bringing out, could expose a number of new technologies that have been suppressed. I have not seen this movie, so I don't know this for certain. But if it did, you see, that might be one of the ways that new technologies get taken off. You see, they might be exposed and people go, hey, let's jump on this bandwagon, and off we go. You see, now another possibility is, I don't know if I would call this the global currency reset or not, but we know that Trump is interested in changing over the currency to having a gold backing or a silver backing or some kind of metal backing.
Right.
So that could be another surprise way that we get out of some of these problems.
Don't you have to have gold to be able to do a gold-backed currency?
I don't know, because JFK, you know, signed that arrangement with Sukarno in India to have our currency backed by
Sukarno
gold.
Sukarno was Indonesia, I think.
Oh, yeah, that's right, Indonesia. Yeah, that's right. Yes, thank you. Yes, Indonesia. And so apparently, from what I can gather on this deal, Indonesia was going to supply the U.S. with the gold. Now,
there's,
I don't
nothing left in the, nothing left in Fort Knox.
Well, I, of course, no one's audited it since 74, so
that's right.
We have no idea what's there.
Well, a bunch of gold-painted titanium bars, probably.
We don't know, because there have been some very odd things happened related to gold. So,
oh, yeah.
But, yeah, you would expect that he would be probably trying to get gold from someplace else. And since it probably isn't, there isn't probably enough here in the U.S. But we also know that there are groups, particularly in Asia, we don't know where, per se, we don't know where, that have the a lot of the gold that the Anunnaki mined way back when, hundreds of thousands of years ago. And they're still sitting on that, and they're ready to, I don't know what you would say, rehydrate the economy, that sort of thing.
Rehydrate?
Yeah, that's a good word for it, yeah. So I don't know. You know, it's possible that Trump could get the gold. I wouldn't put anything past Trump. He's pretty well connected, probably. So I think he could pull that off. And we'll see if we get something to clean up the debt. I don't know, but that is certainly the next big problem is our debt level. And it's not just the U.S. debt level. I don't want to give people the wrong impression, although we are the biggest debtor in the world. Actually, all the G7 countries are in so much debt, there really is no way for them to pay it back. So it's not just the U.S., and of course, there are plenty of other countries that are in so much debt that it's just impossible for that to ever really get cleaned up. Yeah, just look at Greece. 7 years they've been...
You look at Greece. God, it's horrible.
What a mess, you know. Yeah. And it's been going on for 7 years, and they're still no further along 7 years later. I remember saying 7 years ago, these guys ought to default. They just ought to default and get it over with. Mm-hmm. And here they are 7 years later. They owe more and more
They owe more, and they've been depleted and bled and drained, and you were so right. You're 100% correct. Absolutely.
And, you know, essentially the U.S. should do the same thing. There's really no... There's no benefit, you see, to continuing down that path, because all you're doing is increasing the debt.
Right.
And as an example of that, I started talking about the too much debt in 1999 in my newsletters. And at that time, we were at $4.5 trillion in debt. Now we're five, you know, we've quadrupled that, you know, in that amount, in what, 17 or 18 years.
Yeah.
And so do I think that we're going to pay off the debt? Not too likely. There's no indication.
How about like never?
Yeah, like never. Exactly. So, you know, perhaps something different will happen. Perhaps that Anunnaki gold or something will be somehow to the rescue. I have no idea.
How about the Anunnaki to the rescue and take those of us who want to leave the hell out of here?
Well, I'm not sure the Anunnaki... apparently some Anunnaki still here. I'm not sure they can get off the planet, though. There's a lot of, you know, discussion about a no-fly zone, right?
Yeah.
So I don't know if they can get off the planet, but...
Right.
But it is definitely... time to for those guys to step forward if they're going to.
Amen.
And, yeah, so, and it's not impossible either. I do think that there are people that are working in that direction. And then, you know, will we have the global currency reset? All I can say is I sure as heck hope so. Because at some point, you've got to reset all the currencies to be backed by something real besides paper money, which is just, it has no value. Paper money, which is what we have, has no value at all. It really, it's not even worth anything more than the paper it's printed on. So it, you know, the only thing that backs it is the full faith and credit of the United States that is 20 plus trillion in debt. And if you add in all their other liabilities, I don't know, it's 200 plus trillion in debt. And, you know, it's beyond anything you can imagine. So,
yeah.
So that's not much of a backing.
No.
Right?
Very true.
Yeah, so there are some interesting things happening this month, but it may look pretty precarious out there. But I would say, yeah, things could look precarious, but I don't expect anything. I don't expect Korea to lob any nuclear bombs or anything like that. There's nothing that would suggest that.
Yeah, I'll tell you this, though. If let's say Japan, the U.S., and China get together and invade or attack the North Koreans, I think all bets are off. I think they'd do anything. If they're going down, they're going to take as many people down with them. That's human nature, as inhuman as that is.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's true. But I don't think they can lob a nuclear bomb. I don't think so, no. and for one thing, the United States has had all their, you know, all of our nuclear bombs deactivated by UFOs. So why would
we have to say we have heard that that's the case, so we can't prove it. We don't know.
Well, we have testimony from the military guys that were there when it was deactivated.
Well,
now, have they reactivated them again? Perhaps. But, you know, we know that the UFO guys are not going to let any nuclear bombs be detonated above
ground. Well, it's fine. It's fine by me.
a good security piece.
Of course,
anyway.
Don't forget, all the Russians have to do is light one off at 500 feet deep in the ocean off the West Coast and create a tsunami of 1,700 feet, which will go 900 miles inland and destroy and scrub the landscape clean.
Ooh.
That's underwater, you see?
Yeah, that's right. That's underwater, yeah.
They have it, so...
Yeah, I believe it. There's a lot of stuff we don't necessarily know the details of.
Right.
Are we off to break?
We're off to a little bit of a break. Hang on, Madeline. We'll come right back with Madeline Gerwig in just a minute. Okay, let's get right back to it. Madeline, go ahead.
So I'm here.
All right.
So,
you're saying the ETs were in your garage last night siphoning the gas out of your tank. Is that what you were saying?
No, not quite.
Oh.
No, but I do think it's possible that we are being protected by...
In my view, they're here on the planet. They've been walking amongst us forever. They're probably some of the most visible people we see in the media. Anything's possible. I can't tell you for sure, but those are my general sentiments.
Yeah. So, you know, Dr. Greer had, I don't know, this was probably back in 2004 that he had that testimony that was given at the National Press Club in Washington, D.C. and prior to that,
that was
as
the
well.
Big disclosure deal, of course.
Right, and so part of that was that, you know, they had their nukes deactivated. So I don't know. We know they can do it because they've done it, and our guys have testified to that. But,
well, that much I agree with you on. Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't think they're going to let North Korea do anything foolish.
But it's not North Korea we should be worried about. It's us doing anything foolish.
Well, I don't think they're going to let us do anything either. I don't think it's any of the possibility part. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so that part, I think we should relax a little bit about that. For one thing, it will help us to prevent it from happening if all of us are choosing to feel peaceful about it, about where the country and the world is headed in general. If we start choosing to feel peaceful, that the cabal and those people will not have their energy that they get from us from being in fear, anxiety, etc., which is what feeds their agenda. So they live off of that energy of fear and anxiety, and the more we can stay out of it, the better we are, and the better the chances are that everything will continue on in a positive way. So that's one of the good reasons for staying out of fear in this situation.
Okay. So I shouldn't fear World War III. I should embrace it. All right.
You shouldn't fear it.
I'm not worried anymore.
Even Cryon has said that we're past that and that we won't have it, that we're past Armageddon. So,
gee, I blinked and it went by so quickly. Amazing.
Just because we shifted our consciousness to a higher level, so we didn't have it. And that's not a little deal either. It's a giant deal because we could have had it, but we didn't. So he says that timeline is past and it will never return. And so I'm going to choose that thought.
Sure.
That.
Oh, that's fine. Hold that thought.
May as well, you know, better thought than worrying about what's going to happen with North Korea.
You're right.
So, but we have some other fairly major things going on in the world, too, which may not seem as dramatic, but actually are pretty revolutionary. So I'm talking about the French elections. And it doesn't look, well, first of all, I should say, you have a very similar setup in France. It's what you had here in the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
You have the guy who is what I would call an establishment politician. He's got a plan to make the EU even more integrated than what it is. And then, so that's a pretty.
Do we like that?
I don't think that's a good idea.
I hope not. The EU is presiding over the deconstruction and absolute dismemberment of Europe and its culture.
Oh, absolutely! Yeah, no, that's correct. And the EU has. You know, for a long time, really, since it got going, but it, particularly in the last, I don't know, 15 years, has even longer than that, almost 20 years, I'd say, has been putting together all these different rules that they pass without the country's votes. And the countries are expected to abide by those rules and monitor them and implement them and monitor them and pay for them. But they don't really have a say in it, you see. And a lot of what's happened in the countries is, you know, their economies have actually been challenged by being part of the EU. So, so Marine Le Pen is, of course, on the opposite end of that spectrum. She wants to take them out of the European Union. And the energies, of course, as we've talked about quite a bit in the past, is for revolution. So again, I don't see how you can possibly have a revolution with establishment politicians. So even though the press is trying to make it look like Macron is going to win, I just point to the fact that Brexit and Trump were both considered losers until the moment that they won.
Right.
The news said that neither one could win, and of course they both won. So I wouldn't believe any of those news. I'm sure that's probably the propaganda that they have from the cabal. But when I look at the charts for the two of them, Marine Le Pen has incredibly good cycles for the day of the election. It's just incredible.
Oh, good. That is good news. Yeah.
Yeah. And now, if Marine Le Pen is the winner of this election, that is definitely what I would call the third nail in the EU coffin. So there was the first one, which was Brexit. And back in December, there was the Italian referendum, which the EU wanted them to vote yes on so that they could change their banking laws. And the citizens said, basically, no way, we're not doing that. And so that was the second one. And Italy has a very big debt, we know. And so there's a big issue there. And then once France gets out of it, that'll be the last thing that they need, because that basically only leaves Germany holding the bag. You see, so
and that bag is becoming more empty all the time. You know, there's one rape every 8 seconds now in Germany.
Wow, that's incredible.
The Muslims are destroying Europe. And when a woman is raped, I'm no woman, but I would be willing to venture a guess that her life is essentially destroyed in many ways.
Oh, I'm sure. Yes. And I'm sure some of them don't live through it, too. But
spiritually or physically, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, it's pretty horrendous.
And that's what these animals are doing over there. And they think it's just cool, just fine, no problem.
Well, I don't think it's going to stick together. And we don't really want it to stick together, because that is what I would call a cabal structure that is failing.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked at the euro when it was first started. And the cycles for the euro, the currency, the euro, were horrible. Absolutely horrible. I'm almost shocked that it's still in existence. But I don't think that anywhere in the world can still go on under these old failed structures. They're not working. They have to fail in order to be replaced. And, I think Cameron tried his level best to get change in the EU before the Brexit vote. And they didn't even give him a bone. Nothing. So it just shows you how fixed they are in maintaining their power structure, that they are not willing to bend in any way. So I see the, basically that's a failed situation, where once France pulls out, they're going to have, they still have Greece and Italy and Spain and Portugal, all these countries to support, which they can't do forever. And once England and France are out of it, and who knows how long Germany is going to last at the rate things are going. So I see that as being a big deal. Now, how will that impact somebody over here? Initially, I think what you'll see are particularly the stock markets will go down. But like they did with Trump and Brexit, I think they will go back up again. I don't think that's going to be a long-term loss in the United States. I can't say that for sure about other countries because that economic high is really for the United States. I mean, that's the only place where that economic high has been tested as far back as, I don't know, 150 years or something like that. But, you know, the other countries tend to be improved by our economy when our economy is up. And so a lot of countries will continue to benefit from our economic high. But so I don't think the short, you know, there will be probably a short-term crash in the markets.
Well, and let me ask you in general, okay? We are not seeing relief. We're talking about getting another extension to avoid government shutdown, and then Trump is saying he's not going to do it again in September. He's going to let it all crash. I mean, this guy is just not, I don't know. Look, the whole Federal Reserve Act was unconstitutional. If he were a real leader, he would immediately revoke it. It's unconstitutional. However he would do it, I don't know. But we cannot continue to be led around by these ghouls and drained of our blood. It's got to stop.
Right. Well, that's one of the reasons why having a gold standard or a silver standard, some kind of metal standard behind the U.S. dollar is so important. Because no one in their right mind would back the Federal Reserve note ever. That would make no sense at all. So if Trump did get gold-backed or silver-backed currency, it would be our currency. It would be a U.S. Treasury notes, not Federal Reserve. No one in their right mind would ever back the Federal Reserve note ever because it's being, you know, they're charging us interest for every single note that's out there. So you can't get out of debt that way, you see.
Mm-hmm.
So they have, you know, if they make that change, they're not going to make it to the Federal Reserve note. And you better believe there's some serious power issues going on there in order to make that happen. Now, who knows? It's been rumored for a few years that the U.S. Treasury notes have already been printed. I don't know if that's true.
I remember that, sure.
Right? Yeah, sure. And who knows? Because who has seen them? I haven't seen them, so I don't know. But assuming they really are printed, it would be not a big deal for them to release them and have them backed by gold or silver or platinum or whatever. And so they're not going to be able to back the Federal Reserve notes. That would be insane.
There's I agree.
No point. So definitely, I think France will have an impact on us, their election, because the European Union is a very large economy as a whole. And each time one of these countries says bye-bye, and these aren't little countries, you know, these are pretty major countries. Each time somebody says something like that, their ability to maintain it falls further apart.
Right.
And so, you know, all of your cabal folks are going to be freaking out, basically, when this happens. It's not that the other guy couldn't win. He has some pretty good cycles, but not as good as Marine Le Pen's.
Well, look, let's talk about the character of this man, the macaroon. He married a woman who was legally engaging in pedophilia with him. When she began to have sex with him, he was 15. She married him.
God.
She's 65 or 68. He's a child of 32?
Seven.
I don't know what it is.
37?
Yeah. She's a pervert, a criminal. He is obviously mentally not normal. None
right.
of this is correct. He's
right.
he's sick. And this is not what France needs. Marine Le Pen is a rock-solid professional patriot, okay? Whether you agree with her positions or not.
Absolutely, yep. Yeah, absolutely. And we certainly hope she wins the day. And actually, it's not just hope.
Well, that's a good thing you're saying. I like that. It could happen. You know, we've got the same thing here as we had here. They have the media lying about her every single day.
Yeah.
They have the potential of mass vote fraud. But I think that the French people realize they are dead meat unless she gets elected.
I think they realize that, too. And that shows up on the day of the election, actually. The moon, which represents the public, is trine Mars, which represents people taking action. And frequently when they're taking action due to that Mars aspect, it's because they're angry. And so I expect them to elect Marine Le Pen because you wouldn't elect the other guy if you were angry. That would not even be in the cards. So I don't see, you know, even the day that the election occurs on is all about, you know, radical ideas, right? Taking action, the people taking action, and revolution, and blah, blah, blah. So, so the energies are not appropriate for an establishment politician to
Good.
Win.
Good.
Yeah, and that's, you know, one thing I have noticed over my 40 years in astrology is that you never see something happen for which there is no energy associated with it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's always something that shows up astrologically if something's going to happen.
Right.
So yeah, it would be very unlikely that France could elect the other guy.
The other guy? You mean they're both guys?
Oh, no, I mean, I know.
I understand. I'm kidding.
Yeah. Yeah. It would be very unlikely. Very unlikely. Yeah. So, yeah, lots of interesting things going on. And I do think that there is a kind of a fear thing that they're putting out there about Marine Le Pen if she wins.
Oh, of course.
Everything's going to crash and burn.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, but that's not what I see happening. And, you know, they told us that with Trump, too. And, of course, it went right back up.
Mm-hmm.
And it's still up by quite a bit. So that's definitely not a likelihood. So, but let's see. I want to tell you about the new moon. Oh, no, the full moon that's happening here. I did kind of allude to this a little bit earlier. Because the full moon is on May 10th, and it's right in the midst of that economic high beginning and those great innovative pioneering ideas. And it's a great cycle there for promotions. So one thing your listeners might want to take advantage of is May 11th after the timeout.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's a timeout until 10:01 a.m. on, which is Pacific time, which would be 1:01 p.m. Eastern time. And so you don't want to take an important action during a timeout because nothing comes of it. So that's one of the good reasons for knowing about timing. And timeouts occur roughly 3 times a week. And they can last anywhere from a few minutes or happen in the middle of the night, or they can last up to 2 days, but those are pretty rare, fortunately. On average, they last about 8 to 10 hours. This one is over at 10:01, and then we have our best day of the month of May, is May 11th after the timeout. And the 12th and 13th are also good days. And so is, I think, the 14th and 15th. We have pretty good days until about the 15th, beginning with the 11th.
And then?
Well, no, okay, not the 14th and 15th, the 11th, the 12th, and the 13th. So those days are good. And in particular, on the 11th, we have 11th and 12th, Mars is trine Jupiter, which is great for promotions. It's also great for any kind of physical activities, but in this case, if you are promoting something new, that's a really good day to do it. Now, there is another cycle that's occurring at the same time. It's in range right now, actually. It's Mars square Neptune. Now, this cycle can mean that we may be tired, we may be even exhausted, we may get sick, or we may take confused actions, or we may be confused about which action to take.
It sounds like Mercury retro almost.
Almost. So what basically is going on here is you have an opportunity to take fortunate actions. That's that Mars trine Jupiter. So you can take fortunate actions, but you may be confused about which fortunate action to take. And you just basically have to trust your gut on that and make sure that you have, what I call that solid feeling in your stomach.
like after you've eaten oatmeal. That's a solid feeling.
You're going to have to trust your intuition on that one. But the best thing to do is to choose one fortunate action at a time to pursue. So you take one action. When you finish it, you take the next and so on. But, you know, finish one before you start the second one or the third one.
Well, very good. Don't bite off more than you can chew, or you might have to have someone give you a Heimlich.
that wouldn't be too good.
No. Thank you for that. Let's see what happens, and we'll talk to you next month.
Okay,
do
you take
visit Madeline's site. Just click on her name. Give your site again, Madeline.
Oh, it's Polaris, P-O-L-A-R-I-S, business, spelled regular, guides, G-U-I-D-E-S, .com.
Very good. Thank you, my friend. You be well.
You're welcome.
Okay.
All right, you take care.
Night.
Bye-bye.
Okay, that's hour one, and back with more in a flash.